the sound of the triumphant postseason playoff Clipcast horn. Woo! I'm your host, NBA Finals MVP Chris Kowild. With me, as always, is Burbank Hank.
Toot, toot. I'm tooting my horn because it's a big Clippers W.
You know, Doc Rivers has said many, many times when talking about what it takes to win it all in the postseason, which he's done once, he says, you know, it's funny. You need a lot of luck. And you really do need a lot of luck. And tonight, the Clippers had the skills and Dallas just didn't have the luck. Now, look, that was not nasty. That was just an ankle roll.
Oh, I think it was nasty, buddy. Everyone's talking it was a high ankle sprain. I'm devastated. I did not like that happening tonight. I don't think most.
I didn't like it. I'm just saying. I saw Nurkic break, and it made me puke. It was
disgusting.
It's
not broken, right? There couldn't have been broken. It looks like a rolled ankle, but I just don't like it to go that way. I want the wins. I want to play full speed, full strength. And we were beating them. We were up 14, 15 points when that happened.
Our first halftime lead in the playoffs. Kawhi Leonard's Clippers' first halftime lead in postseason history. And it felt so good. And I guess didn't Luka Doncic go out early in the third? I feel like it was in the third quarter. What do I know?
I could look it up, but yeah, I mean, he went out and then he tried to come back out and that didn't go well. Right. And then the last I saw of him, and he was in an inflatable boot.
He'll be back.
I don't like it. I don't want to cast a pall on it because I'm actually thrilled we won. As you know, I believe that the heart of the team and our most important player, regardless of who our superstars are, to me, is Pat Beverly. And early on in the game, I was texting saying, I really wish Pat Beverly would go ice his hamstring and his calf instead of watching. But the truth is, I actually think that being out there, he helped us along. Like, there was a different hustle in our players' steps than the last game. There was fire in their bellies. And I feel like
he needs to be out there because you can literally hear him. You can literally hear him because it's such a small gym.
Yeah.
He 100% needs to be out there.
But I think we're seeing a wake-up moment for the Clippers. I feel like Paul George is in a bit of a shooting slump, although he got some rebounds.
A bit,
he got some assists.
A bit.
I know.
Did this fool just say he's in a bit of a PG-13?
It's a big
slump. Missed 13 out of his 16 shots.
I know.
Was literally afraid to shoot the
basketball. I know, and as a result of it, we lost
the
game. And we lost the game because of it, because he didn't do anything else. No, he contributed.
All right, I'm here
ways.
To tell you right now that the most important player to this basketball team is not Patrick Beverly. It is 100% Kawhi Leonard, who has proven that in these two wins. And even in the loss, Kawhi Leonard is the guy, and that is not a shock to anybody. Look, I'm the biggest Clipper apologist, maybe second only to you. I am here right now to throw Landry Shamet, who had a great game, completely under the bus.
After the game that he had? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
He went almost 50% from the field. He went 7 of 13. Are you joking? He was a plus 9.
I am not joking. He makes boneheaded plays.
But he was plus 9.
Sam
he had 18
Cassell
points.
And Doc Rivers, he forced up a 3 that didn't go in. Instead of eating the clock late when they're intentionally trying to foul Kawhi, they get it to him and he just hucks up a 3 that doesn't go in to give Dallas a chance for a miracle, mind you. He just does boneheaded things. He always fouls guys beyond the arc. Yes, when he, like John Wick, murdered Boban with that dunk, that was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life, including the birth of my son. But I am
okay.
Everyone hates Reggie Jackson. Everyone hates Reggie Jackson. I think Landry Shamet is more of a liability than
not
Reggie
tonight.
Jackson.
Not tonight. He had 18 points. He was plus 9 on the field. He shot nearly 50% from the field on 27 minutes of play. I mean, I don't know, man. He looked all right to me, but he has not looked all right. It'd be great if he played better than once every 10 games. Would be great.
Now, what's my theory on how many guys do we need to get in double digits if you want to get a Clipper W? What's my theory? I always talk about it. Do you remember? Were you paying attention?
Well, was it five?
No, it was six.
Six. Because I was confused.
If we get six guys in double digits.
Did it.
Guaranteed Clippers W.
Seven guys.
And tonight, we had seven guys. Guaranteed Clippers W.
And still, Lou Williams with 10 points is not a huge game for him. He came out pretty even on the game. He was 50% from the field. But that wasn't a huge game for him. This is a guy that averages probably closer to 17, 18, 19 points a game in the regular season. He hasn't really started to light it up yet. But man, is Zubats in the discussion for most improved player? Did that happen early enough for him? Isn't he a different guy than when the Lakers gave him away for a sack of beans and a back rub? Like, we got him on
Musevich,
a steal.
Musanovic, Moose, Muskowski.
Zubats.
Moose-alicious. I know, but the trade was the Clippers got this guy named Moose Skella or something.
Oh, I don't
Moose,
know.
Moose, Bullwinkle the Moose, and then traded him to the Lakers for Zubats. And then the Lakers immediately cut the Moose. I don't know where the Moose is. The Moose is on the loose, regardless.
Moose is loose, dude. You got to be careful of that
Ivica Moose. Zubats has only been a Los Angelino professional basketball player.
That's nice.
And he should certainly be in the running for most improved player in the NBA. Will he win? I doubt it. Because Montrezl Harrell's going to win sixth man of the year this year. And, you know, Kawhi Leonard's going to get, again, the NBA Finals MVP this year. I love Zubats, and I also love Marcus Morris, education reform senior, so splashy and sexy. Last night,
he was great.
Lighting him up
great.
From three and playing nasty defense. I love him.
He
Everybody was throwing him under the bus.
Chris, Morris Sr. was shooting 80% from three.
Nasty business.
He went four
Hank.
Of five. And listen, let's also look at it this way. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George were each one rebound and about one or two assists away from triple doubles, each of them two. They both had nine
stop.
Rebounds.
Luka Doncic had a triple double, PS, too.
Well, that's only one
Paul
guy
George
with a
was
triple double.
Bum tonight. Paul George was literally in there for defense and to miss shots.
Yeah, but he got nine rebounds. He did other things. I hear you, but he did other things. I mean, that's what you do. If your shot is not falling, you do other things. And he got nine rebounds and seven assists. That's not nothing.
You know what else I'm going to throw under the bus? Hank Dittman's intangibles. I'm going to throw Hank
that's
Dittman's
not an intangible.
Intangibles
rebound,
under the bus.
Rebounds and assists are not intangibles. Those are tangible. They are stats that I'm telling you.
All right, well, I'll throw your tangibles under the bus while I'm at it, Hank. Everything's getting thrown under the bus.
Now you're just being hurtful.
And also, hey, by the way, there's plenty of room under the bus for Reggie Jackson. I'll toss him under there. I'll toss Paul George under there. And I'll toss Landry. Gosh, Shamit. Landry Shamit was good tonight. I want him to be great, Hank. And he's not great. And you were sending me very hurtful, shameful Shamit texts mid-game. You know you were, sir.
I was very frustrated.
You know you were.
I was very frustrated. Yes, I was very frustrated.
Why were you?
Because he was
looking off, rattling his box score off, telling me how great he was.
Because earlier on in the game, he was blowing it on both ends of the court. And then he got there. But I did not –
He did hit – look, he needs to hit the threes. And the dunk that killed Boban was the greatest thing. Again, the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. Some great Clipper dunks tonight. Kawhi Leonard. Oh, I love this man. That's why they call me Chris Kawild, because it's after Kawhi Leonard. And I just love this guy. He's your tangible right there. He's your Clipper MVP right there. I agree with you. I don't agree with you. I hear what you're saying that Pat Beverly is the lifeblood.
You already agreed. You already agreed with me, and it warms the cockles of my heart. Thank you, buddy. I heard.
Oh, you know what? You know what you can do with your heart cockles? Toot toot. All right, I'll pull down my pants and toot on your cockles.
Jeez Louise, you came spitting
yeah,
fire tonight.
Yeah, that's right. That's a family show. That's a fast family
Barely.
Entertainment. Clipper family.
Barely.
Clipper family. All right, Kawhi Leonard, let's talk about him. 36 points in 39 minutes. Holy smokes.
Pretty nice.
He's the best. He's the best. Marcus Morris, education reform senior, with 14 points. By the way, Brian Seaman just refers to him as senior.
Yeah.
Senior. I mean, you know my man crush is Brian Seaman. I love everything that he does.
He's so
Ivica
great.
Zubats, 15 big, nasty points, 6 for 8, 6 rebounds. But honestly, those were key rebounds, if that makes any sense. Paul George, 11 of the most mouse-like, and not in a Mickey Mouse way, little sheep, mice. He's of mice and men. He's the mouse, and the men are the rest of the Clippers. He had 11 points, and I'm throwing him under the bus. Ba-boom, ba-boom.
Oh,
that was the Clipper
gosh.
Bus running over Paul George.
Nine
Landry
rebounds.
Landry Gosh-Sharnett, Shamet, 18 points, obviously the most in this playoffs. I'm guessing not a playoff record because he really lit it up last season, one or two games in Oakland. But look, I get it. He was 3-for-7, which I guess is what you want him to be. Although in the bubble, I would prefer 4-for-7 or 5-for-7. I'm greedy. He was 7-for-13 from the field goal range, Mr. Landry Gosh-Sharnett Shamet. 3 rebounds, no assists. I just don't like the boneheaded plays. The guy's not smart. He went to an ice cream parlor and he caught COVID-19. I'll never stop talking about that.
Chris, you just said he's shooting 3-of-7, so he's shooting under 50%, and you'd like it if he shot 50% or better. Well, guess who shot 50% from 3? Reggie Jackson. So maybe you need to give the man a little love. He went 2-from-4 from 3. That's a nice little game, 6 points. I'd like some other stat line.
17 minutes. Look. 17 minutes. Doc's saying, look, Reggie, it's not working out, so you're not going to get the big minutes, even though you're used to getting big minutes when Pat Beverly is out. And Reggie Jackson was literally brought in to back up point guard Pat Beverly. Landry Shamet is not a point guard, folks. Kawhi Leonard was more of our point guard tonight in a LeBron-esque performance. I hate to say that, but you know LeBron is a point forward or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
All right, Montrezl Harrell. Working his way back in. But Doc trusted Zubats tonight, and it was the right call. 18 minutes for Montrez compared to Zubats' big 30 minutes. And Montrez is usually the closer, and he will be in different series. It's all about matchups, and Zubats is obviously much longer than our guy Montrezl Harrell. I wonder what the wingspan length is, but regardless, Zubats is a bigger body, longer body. That's why he's in there versus those trees of Porzingis and Boban Marjanovic. But Doc was savvy, man. Did some good coaching. Tonight, Kawhi Leonard was actually defending Porzingis more than Ivica Zubats, and it really worked out for the good guys, for the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers, by the way, just controlled that entire game. For the first game of this series, they controlled the entire game for the most part.
Yeah, they really did, man, and I think it would have continued. I think they kind of were keeping Luka out on the perimeter. I feel like we had fire in our bellies in the paint for when he drives the paint. It felt to me like we, like at the beginning, like I said, when I heard Pat Beverly was going to be out, I really got a knot in my stomach. And then just watching the spring in their step and also this aggressive playoffs Kawhi Leonard is pretty exciting to see, like, awaken.
Oh, Lord.
It's exciting to see him awaken because we've seen him play so casually. So casual,
but
well, he
makes
if you will,
it look
fans.
So easy. He makes it look so easy, Kawhi Leonard.
He's getting aggressive.
He makes it look effortless. Yes,
I know, but
he's playing
harder and punchier, and I don't know.
Hey,
I like
speaking
it.
Of aggressive. How about Montrezl Harrell?
Ooh, boy,
chippy business.
Very chippy. Very chippy. By the way, as of this moment, recording the podcast last night, Luka Doncic was quoted as saying he is getting an MRI today as you're listening to this, but it's not that bad. But Luka Doncic doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would say, oh, it's pretty bad, man. So I don't know. I hope he's back in because I really want to beat these guys the right way and not have to hear that we beat him because Luka went out. By the way, we were beating him when Luka went out.
Again. You know, it's funny. You need to be lucky. You need luck. You need Lady Luck on your side. And one could argue, well, Pat Beverly isn't there, so are we lucky? Yeah,
fair.
We're luckier than they are right now, A. But B, what I've seen in this series so far is that the Clippers are mentally tougher than Dallas. Arguably physically tougher, certainly mentally tougher. I think Luka Doncic is going to come back, but I think the guy is not – he's just not a veteran yet. This is his second season? He's phenomenally talented.
Yeah.
The guy is going to be a future star, and yes, he's a big, sexy star right now. He's great.
Bro.
That being said
– yes, go ahead.
He's not there yet.
No.
He's not there yet.
No,
Paul George got to get out of his head. Paul, John Ringo George has got to get out of his head.
Right.
He's in his head.
And also, Porzingis is very easy to rattle. He could have very easily been thrown out of the game again tonight. He gets it's so easy to bully him
around. He got lucky.
And body
him. He got
lucky. It's so easy to body him and frustrate him. And he has such an air of entitled Euro basketball player star to him, to me, of like of just like guy who's not being used to really being bodied like that. He got so mad. He got so mad. I just feel like it's
playoffs.
You could pull him again into another tech. You could pull him again into foul trouble. I feel like they were playing him hard tonight.
Double tech, that double tech between Montrez and Luka Doncic was such bull crap.
That was a makeup.
And I apologize for the language.
That was a makeup by the refs. That was not a foul.
Montrez didn't even foul.
No,
didn't even foul.
It was a makeup call. That was a makeup call.
And then certainly it was not a tech. Oh my goodness.
No,
and it was a double foul, double technical, extra foul, extra stinky. And the refs are bad at what they do. They don't deserve my respect.
Oh, boy.
And I want the referee to know, because the referees, a lot of them listen to this show. And so
yeah.
To the referee who's listening right now, because they're in Orlando, they're quarantined away, they got nothing. They do get the Disney Plus for free. That's one of the perks.
They're like, what
but
are the clip? I wonder what
fishing.
The ClipCast guys are saying about us. Let's tune in.
And I'll tell you right now, ref, you're not good at what you do. No one respects you.
Oh, ref.
It's why she left.
It's why she left,
It's
ref.
Why she took the kids.
They don't
it's
respect you.
It's why she
you.
Took the Buick.
They don't respect you, ref.
You're not getting the house back, ref. I'll
never.
Tell you that much. And you'll never find love again because no one likes you.
Wow. That's deep.
Ref.
That's a deep burn, ref. And I'm sorry it had to come down this way, and I'm sorry you had to hear
I
it
I was watching
like this.
A little bit of NBA playoff basketball, and there was this great moment between Brooklyn and whoever they're getting their butts kicked by. And there was a lot of confusion in the paint, and some tall guy with funny hair literally just hucks it to a guy who he thinks is on his team, but it's a referee who has black on his shoulders and gray on his shirt.
Oh, so it looks like a Brooklyn Nets jersey.
So he's just overwhelmed and inundated with like opposing team, and he just needs to find someone who's got the same color clothes as him to throw the ball to, except for, oops, that guy doesn't play for Brooklyn. That's one of these lowly, disrespectful refs whose wives all left them and took the kids and the keys
well,
to the Buick.
This all feels...
All refs drive Buicks.
Okay, Chris, this all feels a little vitriolic for one bad foul call. It's not as though Montrez got thrown out.
But
no. You're wrecking this...
No.
Wait,
you're wrecking this
poor
sir.
Ref's life. What did he do to you? He just made one bad call. He doesn't deserve
it's
all that.
It's been multiple bad calls. The refs are making their presence far too known.
Oh, boy, here
I
we go.
I hate when I have to even know that the refs exist. I don't like it. They're making their presence. Let them play. For God's sake,
Chris,
let them play.
You know
play.
What?
Now, you cannot go and shove another player. And if you do walk up and shove another player, like Porzingis did.
Tech.
To education reform, a.k.a. to senior. That's a tech. That's a tech.
Sure.
If you push a guy on the other team, that's a tech. So you can't do that. That's the only good call they've made, except for every single foul call they've called on Dallas.
See?
Other than that, they've been garbage.
Oh, boy. Good boy. All right.
And I'm not just a homer.
Well, listen, we matched up against the Mavericks pretty evenly in a lot of the stat column. We were very close in percentages on three-point shots. We were very close in field goals and assists and steals. Most of the stat lines, if you go and take a look, we're pretty even. This was a great game. The 14 – if I looked at this stat line and you asked me what the score was, I never would have thought – that it was an 14, 15-point lead, 16, 17-point lead at times. But it ended up being a very equal game, more or less at the end, considering they lost their big star. And it is gonna be very important that he comes back and plays. So I guess we'll see what happens. We're gonna find out a lot probably right now
I think, honestly, look, I've been wrong in the past about these kind of things. I've also been right in the past. Now, I was wrong about Pat Beverly coming back. I was dead wrong. I thought there's no way he could sit there and watch his team lose and get the series all knotted up.
There is a way.
And
he
sit
could be
there
hurt.
And say, I got my soreness. Now, look, they are obviously being safe as opposed to sorry. They have the Clippers. Yes, they are facing the opponent in front of them, but they have big picture goals. They are saving Pat Beverly for round two. And I totally get that, which, by the way, is going to be very interesting. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. But Utah is up 2-1 versus Denver, which is great news because Denver's going to come back. But we want that series to go to 8 games if it's possible. We want both those teams to be bloodied and battered and beaten up and bruised and come in not ready for us to knock their socks off. Because my point is, the number one offensive efficiency team in the NBA is the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
The number two offensive efficiency team in the NBA is your Los Angeles Clippers. So you would think, oh, there's the number one and two offenses right there. That's going to be a great matchup. Here's the difference. We are top five defense. Dallas is not. We've got the D and we've got the O.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I was nervous like Purvis. I was never scared, but I was a little nervous when we lost game two, and all of a sudden you hear, well, if Porzingis doesn't get thrown out by those cheating, dirty refs, Clippers would be down 0-2. My neighbor, wise, mustachioed, older than me, Inglewood's own John, he tells me, no, Chris, if the Clippers lose game one, they win game two.
Oh.
Like, okay. And then he said, they're going to win tonight. I go, I agree. He goes, Vegas knows. Vegas knows every time. Here's the odds. Clippers by 5. Why? Because Pat Beverly's out. If Pat Beverly was in, it would be Clippers by X, more than 5. Wise Inglewood's own John told me, relax, Clippers are going to win. A lot of people, though, were drinking the haterade and saying, well, Porzingis, blah, 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 Zingas Klingas, can of Pringles. If he wasn't out, Clippers would be down 0-2. Here's the deal. Clippers are up 2-1. We're the better team. We're the better defense. We're mentally tougher. We're physically tougher. And we are looking real good right now, buddy. We are looking real good.
It's pretty silly to say that in a game where we won an 18-2 run or whatever it was to start, and then we were down less than that when Porzingis went out, that we were going to lose that game. We were up, then we were down. It's just as likely we would have been right back up. It's not like give me a break. Just because Porzingis went out, we weren't going to come back. Porzingis was in when we were winning, right? Wasn't he in when we were winning in the first quarter of the game? It's so stupid to say that just because it's poor basketball IQ to think that just because he went out when they were up, that they would have stayed up with him in is ridiculous. That's really dumb.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about Kawhi Leonard's Clippers, so they're never out of any basketball
game. That's right. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George's Clippers. That is right.
Stop. Paul George. Dum, 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 dum. That's him getting run over by the bus.
He nearly triple-doubled tonight.
Oh, Lord.
He did.
I know. So if you take his misses, right? So 13, he had double-digit misses.
That's a double-double.
So that might actually put him. That might actually put him up there if you put in misses.
Hey, buddy,
you can't count this team out.
Chris,
you can't count Montrez.
He had more rebounds than Zubats. I just want to say that.
Oh yeah, no, Zubats needs to rebound more, 100%. And Montrez needs to get back into his fighting shape. And by the way, he is those. Football quarterback passes. There were 2 and 4 plays where Montrez just runs down like a wide receiver and catches the ball under the basket and then muscles up and ones. I think it happened 2 out of four plays. Like, literally, I think one of them was a foul and one of them was a make, or both were makes. Regardless, Montrez has got his sea legs back, and Montrez is going to win you maybe even a playoff series, let alone a playoff game. So right now, this is kind of a tough matchup, I guess, for Montrez as his first series back in the bubble, but he's getting his sea legs back. He's going to get his minutes up. And luckily, Zubats has been absolutely phenomenal playing big starting center, big boy pants, big boy basketball minutes. He's been wonderful. The coaching by Doc has been fantastic. He made the changes that he needed to. This is chess, not checkers. I am so excited for Sunday afternoon under the bright lights, National Channel 7 ABC game, Wide World of Sports. Here we go. Will Luka be ready? I don't think so. But I do think that Luka is back for Game 5, Clippers in 5. Let's see what happens. Do you think Luka's back on Sunday afternoon with his ankle, his sprained ankle?
No. No, I don't. I don't think he is.
It was definitely not a break, and I've also seen way gnarlier roles.
Yeah,
it was a
for
role.
Sure.
It was not a break.
I mean, we'll see. We really don't have much information, but if it's a high ankle sprain, which is what I was hearing a couple of the commentators saying, that's a bad one, right? I don't know. It looked like a rolled ankle.
I don't know. Hank, what's nuts is, look, you and I are not doctors, but between the two of us, we have 4 episodes of General Hospital under our belt, okay?
I've played doctors on many television shows, frankly.
Yes,
many.
So basically, you and I are doctors, and we're here to tell you.
Tell them.
That Sunday there will be no Luka, and Sunday there will be no Pat Beverly. And that is sad, sad, sad state of affairs, because you want both those superstar studs in. And I really do think, by the way, if Pat Beverly plays Game 2, we win Game 2, P.S.
Oh, yeah, I do too. I feel like he turns the energy of that game around. That's what he was doing in Game 1. You know, that's what he does. He comes in games.
That's what he does.
He's that tide turner. He's that rascal. He's that like Sam Cassell kind of guy who comes in and bothers you and turns the tone around and makes guys stop hanging their heads hangdog and gets them fired up and excited and playing hard. He's that energy guy. That's not just a locker room thing. That's not just like, it's that Joakim Noah thing, except it's wilier defense. It's more botherable defense. So we miss him when we don't have him. But I think if Luka Doncic doesn't play, we win whether or not we have Pat Beverly on the court or not. I think that we beat them up and down the court, you know. And their big guys got in foul trouble today too. They had a couple of big guys get in 5 fouls. Obviously, Marcus Morris Sr. with 6 fouls, that's something to watch. But when you're shooting 4 or 5 from 3, you go ahead and foul out. That means you're working on both ends of the court. Marcus Morris Sr. All right. is becoming such an unsung hero.
Ugh,
you know, he's walking the Pat Patterson talk of like, I'm a veteran, I'm just here to do whatever I have to do. I'm excited to watch Marcus Morris.
A crucial piece, senior.
Crucial.
Senior
crucial.
Is a crucial piece. You know, it's summertime. We got a California heat wave, okay? Oof. I hope you're wearing your board shorts, your Clippers tank tops, and your flip-flops, because get ready for this classic Clipper flip-flop. The big two tonight for the Clippers. Without these two superstars, we just don't get the win, folks. Of course, I'm talking about a combined 54 points for our bright, shining stars, Kawhi Leonard and Landry Gosh-Sharnet Shamit. One heck of a player. Without the big two, who knows where we'd be? Because Landry Shamit brought that fire.
Man,
Landry
Shamit,
you are in the running for Chris Wilde's Hank's Player of the Game.
You don't get to do that.
I got to be honest. Hank's Player of the Game for me, 100%, no margin of error, Kawhi Leonard. 36 points. My goodness. 9 rebounds, 8 assists. The guy does it all. We were never, ever in any danger of losing that game because they always got it into the big, massive hands of the Claw. Mm. The Claw giveth, the Claw taketh away from Dalleth. The Claw taketh Dalleth out of this theorieth, Hank.
Well, my Hank's
despicable.
All right. My Hank's Player of the Game, I'm going to go with Zubats. I feel like he After so many games of people wanting him to play more, Doc gave him big minutes tonight. He's been increasing his role. Yeah. It's been actually taking time away from Montrez in a way, even though I know Montrez just got back. It's not because Montrez isn't ready. It's not because Montrez isn't fired up. It's because Zubats is playing great. He's just playing great basketball. He's a plus 13 on the game, and he got 15 points. 6 of 8 shooting from the field. I just love Zubats right now. He may not have the strongest stat line of the game, but I felt like he played so great.
I thought his stat line was wonderful. I thought his stat line was wonderful. 6 for 8, 15 points. All right, you ready for this stat? And then I'm going to ask you to do me a favor and just rattle off the plus minuses of every Clipper, if you don't mind. But before we do that, you take your big, bright, shining superstars, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Kawhi, 39 minutes. Paul George, 38 minutes. Those are the most minutes of any Clippers. And Paul George is going to have to shoot his way out of this horrible hole that he's dug himself in. And he will. He'll find it. But senior, Marcus Morris senior, arguably the third most, if not the second most important Clipper in this series so far, easily, the third most minutes with 32. And your big boy, Hank's player of the game, fourth most minutes of any Clipper, Ivica Zubac. So there you go. Your top four most important Clippers got the most minutes. Paul George out there primarily for defense, sadly. But yes, he pulled down 9 rebounds, defense. 7 assists, moving the ball around because he was afraid to shoot it because he missed 13, PG-13 out of 16. But he's going to find it. He's going to light you up. He's going to get angry. Sunday, Channel 7, ABC, Paul George might get 30-plus points. He might have had enough. He might have said, enough's enough. Let's light him up. So if you don't mind, Hank, I know you've got it in front of you. If you could just rattle off the plus-minuses of every Los Angeles Clipper who is active tonight, please, sir.
Oh, I'll do it better than that. I'll start with the highest plus and go down to the lowest minus because I think it'll surprise you. Number one is Ivica Zubac with plus 13 on the game and Marcus Morris Sr. right behind him with plus 11.
That's amazing with a lot of minutes for both those guys. That's a great stat. That's a great stat, Hank.
Shamet was a plus 9, and Reggie Jackson was a plus 5.
Excellent.
Terrence Mann and Coffey were plus 3s. Paul George was a plus 2. You notice that I haven't said a name yet. Kawhi Leonard, a plus 1. That's fine.
It's
not a perfect stat. It's not a perfect stat. And then Lou Williams was a dead even 0, and our negatives were Montrez and JaMychal Green at a minus 5 and a minus 2. But it's not a perfect stat. It's not a perfect stat.
No, it is not. And you know what's crazy is this song's been kind of haunting me. It was the song of the summer in the early 2000s. It's if I may right now. I'm not a perfect person. Anyway, Hoobastank, Hank, and I apologize, but it's time everyone knows your real nickname, Burbank Hank, is Hoobastank Hank. That's right.
That's never been
Hank's
my nickname.
Player of the game.
That's
tonight's
never been
Hank's
my nickname.
Player of the game
you're
brought to you by the band Hoobastank.
You're bailing
Hank
yourself
Dittman,
out.
Hank Dittman, his favorite band, Hoobastank. Ladies and gentlemen, Burbank, Hoobastank Hank. Tonight's Hank's Player of the Game brought to you by the great early 2000s brief hit stylings of the rock gods Hoobastank.
It feels as though we should wrap up this podcast.
No, God, you can't end like that. Oh, God, no. The Clippers won. Absolutely not. All right, guys, so after every playoff Clipper W, we have been here to Clipcast, give you a late-night Clipcast. Hopefully on Sunday, we're going to give you an early afternoon, late evening, early evening Clippers Clipcast because we have now 2 playoff Clipcasts in the books.
Yeah.
75 games down, 14 to go. So that means 14 Clipcasts to go before we are champions. So after every Clipper W in the playoffs, God willing, look forward to a brand new Clipcast just minutes, well, hours after the game. I hope you're enjoying it.
Oh, wait.
We sure are.
Wait, I have a great stat. I have a great stat I forgot to tell you.
Hit me, Hank.
That Kawhi Leonard,
the face with it.
Kawhi Leonard is the first Clippers player to ever score 100 points in his first 3 playoff games as a Clipper.
Right, and I think I heard that stat. It was done back in Buffalo by, like, Bob McAdoo
well,
or something.
Well, buddy,
it was done
most of those records were.
Most of those
records were.
It was done by a Brave. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's great.
It's a great start.
We're seeing a completely different playoff player.
Can you say it again without my yammering?
My understanding is that Kawhi Leonard is the first Los Angeles Clipper franchise player to get 100 points combined in his first three playoff games.
I love that.
It's nice. Hot start.
So,
he's getting hotter.
So that means he's literally averaging over 30. I mean, do the damn math, Hank.
Well, I don't
know. Do the shamit mank.
I would say he's doing over 33 per game. Averaging.
I think I just said shamit mank, which is clearly not English. Okay.
You're a mess. It's late. We should have gone
it's
out
loose.
When you were talking about
it's
us doing it after every Clipper win.
No, because it was too soon. It was too close to that Hoobastank nonsense that I can never. I might just edit that whole section out.
Wouldn't it be great now if you had done it, and now people are like, "What are they talking about?" But then you edited out this part too, so they wouldn't hear this part. But now they're hearing me talk about now when you edit it out, and it freaked them out.
I will not be putting in any Clipper players to this particular episode. Sadly, it was great having Senior on the last Clipcast, and if for some reason you're listening to this Clipcast, but and you've made it this far in the show, by all means, congratulations. But
thank you for that.
If you haven't listened to our last episode for some weird reason, it's a great episode because there's so much Senior in it.
Oh,
it actually starts, and I put Senior in the beginning. I put him about 10 minutes in for an extended, and then I put him in at the end as well. So there's a lot of Senior, and there's a lot of carrying on in the background. At one point, Doc walks up and says he did a hell of a game, and he said, "I appreciate you, Coach." You can hear it's got to be Pat Beverly yelling about wherever Senior's from. I can't remember if it's Chicago. It's not Chicago. I can't remember, but you can literally hear him screaming about the love for Senior's city. It's a wonderful Clipcast. So if you have listened to it, listen to it again. And if you haven't listened to it, make sure to catch it. So anyway, we're not going to have any Clipper players on this particular episode, but we will be back after the next Clipper playoff W. And if I don't mind tooting my own horn,
toot, toot.
But tomorrow is, as you know, my special day.
Today, as you're listening to this, Clippers fans, happy birthday to Chris. Today, Saturday, August 22nd, what a lot of people call Burbank Hank's special day, because it's his best friend's birthday.
No one calls it that.
They're always like,
no
happy Hank's special day. Toot, toot.
So, guys, if you love Clipcast and you love me, Chris Wilde, and you want to buy me a beer on my birthday, by all means, Venmo me at Chris Wilde, CHRISWYLDE, at Chris Wilde, all one word, Venmo. Hey, if you want to buy me a beer on my birthday, by all means, just, I don't know, send me a couple bucks, and I promise to spend it on beers.
Oh, I'm
sure. And if
you
really love the show, by all means, buy me something nice. Maybe go online and see what a authentic Clippers jersey would cost, and Venmo me that. Or Venmo me my age, which is 10,000. I'm turning 10,000.
I thought that you were going to say, if you really love me and want to wish me a happy birthday, write us a review, give us 5 stars, or share our podcast, or subscribe.
That does
nothing. But no, you just want money.
That does nothing for me.
You just want money.
I just want money. I just want money, Hank.
Come on.
You know, 5 stars and podcast subscriptions don't pay the bills, Hank. They don't buy me the sweet, sweet cold beers that I need to enjoy Clipper basketball.
No.
Ooh, the playoffs. You know, I was actually watching it in the Tiki Theater. You know, I record Clipcast when I'm at home in the Tiki Hut Studios.
Okay.
And just on the other side of the wall is the Wild Tiki Bar. And now I got me an outdoor projector, and I've got the Tiki Theater all set up. I watched the second half of tonight or last night's win in the Tiki Theater. It was great. I had a tiki torch lit. I was looking at the tiki totems that I have. My brother gave me this great light-up palm tree. It's really like Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Can't wait.
Had sex with a TGI Fridays and an airport bar in like Sarasota. That's what's going on in my backyard. But anyway, I love it, Clipper Nation. I hope you are enjoying this great, what will certainly be a historic Clipper playoff run. And before I let you go, Hank.
Yes.
Because I am so GD confident in this LAC tribe called us.
Yes.
Who would you rather face in round 2, Denver or Utah?
You go first.
I would rather face Utah because the Joker is clearly a phenomenal once in a generation talent. He is a massive, big body. He's got the size of Porzingis. Add like 50 to 100 pounds of just mass on top of it. And then he's just got the skill set of Luka. That's not, you know, that's not 100% true, but he plays that underwater, slow bully game that I worry about Montrez or Ivica matching up against. So I would much rather play Utah Jazz. I think it would be a better story because Utah Jazz beat us in the first round a few years back. We could start our rap beef battle back up with Z Doggy, that great rapper from Utah who doesn't trouble himself with rhyming or being on a beat. He just stream of conscious booty flake raps, and he is a real talent, folks. One of a kind talent. I don't know if it's talent's not the right word, but I would just love to go against Utah. I just think it would be an easier out for our Clippers as opposed to Denver. And also, Denver got knocked out of round two last year, so they're going to be real out for blood to try to get into the conference finals. Regardless, I think we beat whoever we play. But my God, if Denver gets knocked out of round one after getting knocked out of round two last year, there's going to be a big shakeup in the Mile High City.
Oh, you think so?
I know so, Hank. I know so. You can't get kicked out of round two and then get kicked out of round one as the three seed. Last year, I want to say, they were the two seed. They were the two seed, sir. They were the two seed and got knocked out of round two. If they're the three seed and get knocked out of round one, big shakeup in Denver if that happens.
All right. I guess we'll see.
Who'd you rather? Just off the top of your dome. I don't need you to dazzle
me.
Well,
Denver was the three seed, and the Jazz were the six seed.
Six,
But I sort of feel like the Jazz might have Denver's number. I'd rather match up against the Jazz. I would rather match up against the Jazz, even though I think the Jazz, they might win this series. I feel as though they might win this series.
I hope they do. I hope the Jazz do win the series.
Yeah.
Good for Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I'd rather
play
them, but they crushed the team that I'm more scared of. So that's what's very confusing to me and why I asked you to go first. I mean, they won like 30-something points game three.
Yes, and let's see how Denver responds. It's very interesting. It's much like a soap opera, if you will, dare I say General Hospital, which, as we all know, starred Henry Dittmann and Chris Wilde for four glorious episodes.
Yeah, at least.
I challenge you to find the weird soap opera fan who has those episodes on VHS. There's definitely 100% a hoarder out there who's like a psycho weird hoarder who has every episode of General Hospital on VHS. That person exists.
And
guaranteed.
Hey, if you're that listener and you're also a fan of the Clipcast, Chris didn't mean psycho weirdo hoarder. He meant great fan. And please Venmo him some money to buy him some beer, because he doesn't have enough actor money.
Chris
he's
Wilde.
Rolling in and his big money made out of coins like Scrooge McDuck.
You're saying I have a money bin? You're saying I have a money bin?
Yeah, and you're crying poverty and asking people to buy you beers.
You're not a movie star. Just because I'm a movie star who lives in a beach house in Southern California doesn't mean I don't like a free dinner, Hank.
Oh, we know that.
On your special day, you dirty dog.
Oh, you're talking about my best friend's birthday, my special day? Yeah, that's right.
How is it? I don't like this bit. It's your special day.
Last year, Clippers fans, to get me back for this long-running bit in which I continually say on Chris's birthday, how could anybody do that on my special day? Last year when I
Henry
showed up
has
to
called for
wait,
a,
shut
over
up.
A decade.
Stop interrupting.
For over a, I'm setting it up. I'm setting it up even better.
Chris,
for
I went over.
For over a decade on my birthday, for almost two decades now, for I think honestly spanning 20 years, Henry on my birthday has said it's his special day. Hank's special day is Chris's birthday, which is infuriating to me.
Why? Because I love you and you're my best friend and it's a special day for me that it's your birthday. I think you should be honored. And last year on your birthday when I showed up at your house, we brought out your birthday cake to sing happy birthday, and painted on it in icing, I'm not kidding Clippers fans, was Hank's special day.
Yes. I got to blow out the candles for my birthday cake, which in icing said Hank's special day. And every year my wife always goes above and beyond with these crazy cakes.
Oh, yeah. And not this year.
I said, honey, 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 let me do the cake this year. Anyway, it was a great gag.
Great gag.
We all had a laugh. And I will definitely be photographing whatever the heck the cake is tomorrow.
No cake.
Your special day.
No cake this year. Sorry, Chris.
Oh, yeah. It's up to you. No whatever cake. You want on my birthday.
That's my special
piece
day.
Of crap.
And
piece
listen,
of crap.
speaking of gagging, boy, did those Dallas Mavericks gag tonight. And don't fool yourselves, Clippers fans. We had that game in the bag before the injury. We're not glad for the injury. We're not celebrating the injury.
Not.
Go back and listen
but
to
you really
the,
do need.
Go back and listen to the podcast again. But I am here to tell you we would have won this game anyway, and I hope that Luka comes back healthy. But either way, I think we win on Sunday. That's my call for Sunday. Yeah. No matter what the roster, I think we win on Sunday. I think we've got them figured out.
I agree 100%. I think we're up 3-1 after Sunday afternoon. We're clip casting after that game, and then it's Clippers in 5, 100%.
Here Your lips
go.
To God's
and
ears.
We get nice and well-rested while Denver and Utah just knock each other out like so many Rocky movies. I cannot wait for this Clipper playoff run. How great is this? What a difference from last year when we could not win at home in front of the home fans versus the reigning champion Golden State Warriors, who, by the way, ran out of luck, lost Kevin Durant, lost Klay Thompson, lost in the finals. You need Lady Luck on the squad to win it all. And hoping and praying that our Clippers have the skills and a little bit of luck to pull it off. All right, I got to say goodnight so I can get wasted on Hank's special day. Happy birthday to me. And
my special day.
Hopefully you'll hear both of us. You'll hear both of us knuckleheads on Sunday afternoon. Hopefully after a Clipper W. Hank, because it's your special day, my birthday. Why don't you toot the horn?
Happy birthday, yeah.
Gross. You ruined your special day.
Oh,
it's ruined.
Toot toot.